This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witts. It's a great joy to share these moments today with you. Did you see Braveheart, the 1995 movie? Great film, wasn't it? One scene, William Wallace faces execution for treason. Quite a dramatic scene because of his fight for Scottish independence against the English king. And the night before his execution, his friends begged him to recant his position so that he could not die, or at least die more mercifully. And do you remember his reply? It was, "All men die," he said, "but not all men truly live." Now, that's a quote worth remembering. All men die, but not all men truly live. Perhaps I could paraphrase another line. To live or not to live, that's the question. We don't know how long life will last, I guess, for any of us. So I've got to ask myself a question. Why am I here? Like, what is also very important to me? What am I good at? What do I need to learn to live a fulfilling life here on earth? You didn't choose to be born. You get no choice in when you die. But you do choose whether or not to live. So how do I decide what's important? What are the big issues? Is it family, friends, health, hobbies, believing in myself? Is it all about being happy or being passionate about some issue? Or is it about having certain values? I don't think we realize, you know, how much our values really do affect our lives. But they do. In fact, values control everything. In the first place, our values affect our stress. When our values are unclear, when we don't quite know why we're alive and what we're doing, it's very easy to get confused and feel a sense of stress. And when those values are in conflict, we've then got a dilemma. So either way, we produce this unnecessary stress in our lives if we haven't clarified what's important and what's not. I think that's really an important issue. So when our values are lasting values, things that are going to go on, these lasting successes are built on values that will last. So what we think is important in life affects our success. It was Jesus, actually, who said it's possible to be outwardly successful, and he was talking there obviously about financially and socially every other way. It's possible to be successful, but to be spiritually bankrupt. And that's why Jesus said, "What does it profit you if you gain the whole world and lose your soul?" So it's obvious I need to decide where I'm going to get my values. Do we get them from our parents? Do we pick them up from our peers? Do we pick them up from society in general? The media, I guess, is the number one purveyor of values today. But living for Jesus actually introduces another set of values. And so if you ask most people, what do you want out of life? They'll say, "Oh, well, I'd love to have fun. I'd love to be happy. And most of all, I want to feel good about myself." So all of those things have something to do with pleasure. We spend more money on entertainment than almost anything else. We've become this pleasure-obsessed culture. We love to show off what we've got. We might have nice clothes, our car or our home and our jewellery. We want everybody to see what we've got. We often collect things and buy things that we don't need because it's based on our need to appear to be successful. So have you ever noticed that in our community, image is everything? We're very status conscious. In fact, we've created symbols so that we can let people know where we are in the pecking order. We might want people to look up to us to think that we are successful or that we have value. So I think we've become very status conscious. A lot of the advertisements we see, hear, or read about appeal to this snob appeal. So the problem is I think the media bombards us with pleasure, possessions, prestige. And so we get sort of involved in that area. So it was the Apostle Paul in Romans 12 from the Bible who said, "Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit in without even thinking." That's a really good translation. The world's value system is very different to what God says. And so we need time to think about it, and we'll do that again tomorrow. Dear Lord, we don't want to miss your purpose. What is it that you want for us to do? Teach us, Lord. Help us to understand. Amen.